Schools all over the country have been on high alert after threats of school shootings circulated on TikTok on Thursday, December 16. Back in September, some kids participated in TikTok challenges to vandalize bathrooms. Back then, educators warned of a potential new challenge that dares students to slap teachers. A very crucial question keeps popping up repeatedly regarding kids' use of social media. Who exactly is responsible for their online lives? Well, ultimately, online safety experts say parents are responsible for their kids' actions on their devices. Hello and welcome to episode 101 of the Big Picture Podcast. I'm your host, Bidemi Ologunde. In this episode, I'll be discussing a relatively new and yet unpopular form of cyberbullying that is happening on social media in schools all over the country, which has led to fights, social rejection, mental breakdowns, and in some cases, self-harm. Thank you for your time. Let's get to it. Okay, so let's zoom out a bit. For the past 2 years, many parents have been in close quarters with their kids because of the pandemic. So as students gradually return to school full-time in person, many parents of elementary and middle school students wondered if they should get phones for their kids. Naturally, this has raised a handful of parenting questions. What is the appropriate age for children to get a phone? Are we getting the phone for them because their friends have phones or because they feel a desire to always stay connected with them? How do we value their social pressure to own a phone? What kind of phone should we even get them? What parental controls are available on these phones to keep them safe? And so on and so forth. So there's been this recent development where middle school students create anonymous Instagram accounts to gossip about who's dating who, who's cheating on who, and who has weed in their backpacks. In some cases, kids are posting photos of other kids, making fun of their hair, clothes, shoes, and so on. Some accounts even spread rumors about other students' sexuality. So this latest form of cyberbullying is happening at schools all over the country. And like other forms of bullying from the past, it can result in fights, social rejection, mental breakdowns, and even self-harm. Parents are begging school administrators to shut down the accounts, and social media networks tend to be responsive, especially where allegations of criminal behavior are concerned, but schools still say they are overwhelmed. Even when Instagram shuts down those accounts, as soon as kids know that adults are aware of them, they delete the post or the account and then create new ones. Meanwhile, tension is rising between parents and educators over these gossip accounts, which are colloquially known as spilling the tea. And this brings up questions over and over again about who is responsible for students' online social lives. Schools all over the country have been on high alert after threats of school shooting circulated on TikTok back on Thursday, December 16. And in September, some kids participated in TikTok challenges to vandalize bathrooms. Back then, educators warned of a potential new challenge that dares students to slap teachers. In November, when fights broke out every day for a week at Farb Middle School in San Diego, California, the first thing Principal Courtney Rizzo thought was that it must be a new TikTok challenge. However, a school employee alerted Principal Rizzo to 5 Farb drama accounts, 4 on Instagram and 1 on TikTok, where students were spreading rumors about other kids and posting videos of the fight that ensued. So basically, the students said things that angered 2 students to instigate a fight, then they filmed the fight, and then post the video online. Ms. Rizzo emailed parents, urging them to be aware of their children's social media activity. The school also held assemblies on bullying and online safety and created a task force for parents. She said the fights have stopped and students or parents have removed the drama account. However, one Instagram account containing a video of the bathroom fight was still up as of Friday, December 17. Experts say several parents have reported spilling the tea accounts being a problem this year. While some involve high schools, most of them are at the middle school level. In addition, some students have switched schools or even attempted suicide after being bullied on those accounts. Many schools have policies stating that online activity that disrupts a student's day is a school matter, even if it occurred outside of school hours. That's why many districts are reporting these gossip accounts to Instagram and then urging parents to talk to their kids. Social media companies typically take down accounts that violate their terms and conditions within 24 hours. If criminal behavior is involved, accounts usually get taken down within hours. When accounts involve criminal activity or they are used to incite violence, schools have a legal responsibility to report them to law enforcement. Lisa Crenshaw, a spokeswoman for Meta Platforms Incorporated, said bullying is not allowed on Instagram and that the company has developed industry-leading tools to stop this behavior and help people protect themselves. She said the behavior could be typical with teens, including on apps like Snapchat and TikTok, which is why they have called for a new industry body to create standards for age-appropriate experiences, age verification, and parental controls. So we know that cyberbullying is nothing new. It's so common that there is even insurance for it. However, these gossip accounts, which often include a school's name and the word T, have been gaining popularity this fall as students return to school buildings full-time after more than a year of remote or hybrid learning. Kids have been suppressed in their ability to get together with other kids before this school year began. Now that they are back in school together, they want to establish their place as the most popular, the most respected, and so on. Even though kids also spread gossip about each other on Snapchat and TikTok, Instagram is primarily where many of these accounts can be found. On Instagram, kids can easily send direct messages, also known as DMs, to the account owner or creator, who then posts the gossip, which remains up as long as the account does. On Snapchat, the messages disappear quickly, and since TikTok is video-centric, experts say it is harder for students to remain anonymous. Once parents find out about these accounts, they look to schools to shut them down. School officials, however, have repeatedly said they don't have the authority to shut down Instagram accounts. There are so many gossip accounts that one of the social media managers for a school district in Salt Lake City, Utah, has been doing nothing but dealing with them day in, day out. A spokesperson for the Granite School District in Utah said that this is just one school dealing with 30 of those accounts out of a total of 24 schools. So to wrap up, I discussed a relatively unpopular cyberbullying tactic where students post gossips about other students, which then leads to fights, social rejection, mental breakdowns, and in some cases, self-harm. So this raises the age-old question of who is responsible for kids' behaviors on social media, and equally important, when is the right time to trust kids with smartphones and other crucial technology? So that's all I have for episode 101 of the Big Picture Podcast. Thanks for listening. The Big Picture Podcast is produced by Sunshine Media in association with Alowunle Productions. Fact-checking by Zara Kuznetsova. Audio engineer, Sergey Gorsky. Graphic design, Stacey Graham. Senior producer, Bidemi Ologunde. Executive producers, Olufolani Ologunde and Toby Loba Ologunde. Please join me again on the next episode as I continue with a deep dive on cybersecurity's news, events, and incidents, and the lessons we can learn from them for robust cyber threat intelligence and awareness in our daily lives. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the Big Picture Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Pandora, TuneIn Radio, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Also, please share the show with anyone that you think might benefit from it. For questions, comments, or any suggestions, please send an email to bdemi@thebigpicture.com. You can also get in touch on Twitter @BigPicture, on the Clubhouse app @Big, as well as on the Wisdom app @BDemi. Please remember to leave a review for the podcast if your platform allows you to do so. Thank you for your time. See you on the next episode. Bye for now.